We are Americans. Yes. Welcome to Life Gate. If this is one of your first times here, we know it's been a little different for you. It's sort of like coming into a foreign land. But honestly, we really love Jesus, and we're a little radical about it. But we do love the Lord. Welcome. Thank you for coming today and celebrating with us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for the opportunity we have now, Lord, to look into your word. We worship you for your word. Your word changes our lives. Your word is a light unto our paths and a light unto our feet. And Lord, it just gives us so much knowledge and understanding. Without it, Lord, we're just ignorant. With it, Lord, we have truth. With it, Lord, our lives change, our families change, our nation change. Father, thank you for a great nation that we have. I ask you to bless us today as we look into your word and our time together. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Children aren't going to be going today. I'm only going to talk a few minutes. As soon as we get done, we'll go out and eat. So, guys, just try to be with us and try to be as quiet as you can. And we'll get done here as quickly as we can. I want to remind you today, and I wish I had thought about it before I pray. We would have done it then. But pray for the troops today. You know, we're celebrating our independence, and they're over there fighting for freedom. Not just for our freedom. Of course, in the big scope of things, it's for everyone's freedom. But they're fighting for freedom still. And so pray for them today and remember them today as we're here celebrating firecrackers and flags and church. And they're over there, fighting. Well, my title today is Freedom from Deception. Freedom or Deception. I wished it were Freedom from Deception, but it's Freedom or Deception. Tomorrow is Independence Day for the United States of America. 229 years ago today, Continental Congress met in Independence Hall, and there, already ready for them, John Hancock and some others had already prepared a document called the Declaration of Independence. And that Declaration of Independence was that day signed by those that were present, and over the next course of the next several months, others signed it as well, and it was presented to England, and it said that we no longer consider ourselves in servitude to you. We are now a free country. And that great document, that magnificent document, says this. It begins with these words: we hold these truths. Would you say truths back to me? Truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty. Would you say liberty? Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And that's how it begins. And then he goes through it, and he makes some other statements, and then the document closes with this statement: and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Wouldn't it be great if we could do that today? Pledge to each other in such a desperate way. The United States of America, of course, went on to be the greatest nation that has ever existed in mankind and humanity. It is now synoptic with freedom and truth. When you say America, you think of freedom and you think of truth. How many are grateful and appreciative of America? Are you? Yeah. Thank God for America. Yes. It is the anchor to freedom and truth in a confused and dark world. The Declaration of Independence says, now from the lesson part, the Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. And among the rights given us by God are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now leave that up there just for a second, please. Now allow me to point something out to you on this. Please notice that the Founding Fathers directly connected truth and liberty. You see, in fact, you can have no liberty unless you have truth. If you are deceived, then you're in some sort of bondage. Without liberty, there is no truth. And it's interesting where I think they got that from. Where do you suppose they may have gotten that thought from? Jesus. Nobody ever connected that before Jesus. Jesus is the first person in history and all the writings that ever connected truth with liberty. Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31 through 36. He said, to the Jews who had believed him. Now, that's interesting. These weren't lost Jews. These were saved Jews. These were Christ-following Jews. These were Christian Jews. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then, look at this, you will know the truth." Did you say truth?
Truth.
Truth. And the truth will set you
free.
Say free. Notice that Jesus directly attaches truth and liberty, or truth and freedom. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but as a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus told us in that passage the one thing that will give us freedom or liberty. The one thing. And that one thing is truth. Without truth, there is no liberty. Without truth, there is no freedom. Jesus directly attached and put together truth and liberty, or truth and freedom. Now, those Jews were so deceived about freedom and about liberty. If you look at history, and if you know your history, they were some of the most enslaved people that have ever lived. They disobeyed God's word, and in 721, the northern kingdom called Israel was taken into captivity, or into slavery, by the Assyrian Empire, Nebuchadnezzar. They were taken into captivity and kept in captivity. Then after that captivity, after the Assyrian Empire took them in 721, the Chaldean Empire had them in captivity, and then the Persian Empire. And then when Jesus said this, when Jesus was making this statement to those Jews who believed in him, they were under bondage and slavery to the Romans, to the Roman Empire. They had been in slavery for 700 years. And then not too long after that, in AD 70, 30, 40 years after Jesus made this statement, the whole nation was completely desolated. Altogether, from that time until 1948, if you look at their time of bondage and slavery, it was 2,600 years. And yet they said to Jesus, "Who are you to tell us how to be free?" We are Abraham's seed. You know, we belong to Abraham. But for 700 years. Now, my point is this, is that being an American or being a Christian does not mean we're free. Is it freedom or is it deception? You see, you can be an American and be sitting right here in this church or any church and still be in bondage beyond your wildest expectations, or in a bondage that you had no idea you could ever be in. You see, freedom hasn't got anything to do with what nation you are a member of or what church you go to. What freedom has everything to do with is truth. The only thing that will give you freedom is truth. Jesus said that freedom is connected to truth, not to the nation in which you live. Now, in America alone, there are millions of people who are in addictions. Now, they think they're free. They're in America, right? But are they free? If they're in addictions, talk to me. Look at me. If they're in addictions, are they free? No. There are people that are held into slavery by pornography. They live in America and they go to church, but are they free? People are held into bondage by anger. People are held in captivity and slavery. How many people do you know that are in slavery to finances? See? We all know these people, but yet they think they're free. Or is it freedom or deception? People are held into bondage and slavery by bad relationships, by prejudice and bigotry, by gossip. Did you know that gossip is a bondage? People become slavery to gossip, to materialism, and even to religion. Though they are Christians, just like those Jews who believed on him, they're still in slavery and bondage to religion. Now, what about you? You need to ask yourself this question. What about you? What might hold you in slavery? What might hold you in bondage? See, we say we're free. We're Christians. Because if you were to ask any American, are you free? And ask any Christian in America, are you free? They would say yes. But are they really free? Is it freedom or is it deception? Now Jesus said this, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now again, notice that he directly connected truth and true freedom or freedom indeed. Now, do you agree with that statement? Do you agree with Jesus' statement that if you know truth, you can be free? Do you agree with it? You see, nobody ever said that. No one ever said that prior to Jesus saying it. What he says here is this, truth equals freedom. If you have truth in your life, then you can have freedom. But like Pilate of old, so many people today, Christians included, ask this question, what is truth? What is truth? Is truth relative or is truth absolute? What I mean, is truth for me what I want truth to be for my life, and truth for you what you want truth to be for your life? Is that what truth is? Is truth what the pastor says, the preacher says? Is truth what parents say? Is truth what friends say? Is truth what the president says or any politician? What is truth? Is it relative to the situation or is it absolute every time? What is truth? You see, if we allow those things to be our guidelines and our standard for establishing what truth is, what is truth, then no wonder so many millions are in bondage. No wonder even the Christ followers are in bondage. Today, our children, our grandchildren ask that question, what is truth? We are in a flood of information. Your children are being bombarded from every side with information. And they're having to filter through all this information to figure out what is truth. Because there's so many illusions, there's so many alternatives out there today that are being projected as truth. And they're asking all these questions. We have internet. We have all kinds of information. Television, radio, we have all movies. Everything is projecting truth to our children and to our grandchildren. But what is truth? See, they're asking serious questions. They're asking questions like, is there a God? And if there is, how do you know there's a God? How do you know He's real? They're asking questions like, if there is a God, then why do horrible things happen? They're asking questions like, if there's a God, then why is there a hell if God is good? You see, your children are asking questions. What they're asking also are things like this. What's wrong with homosexuality if that's what a person wants to do? If it's right for them, what's wrong with that? They're asking questions like, what's wrong with my having early sexual activity? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with that? They're asking questions like, why do I have low self-esteem? They're asking questions like, what am I going to do with my life? See, these are serious questions, and unless you, parent and grandparent, have the ability to connect truth with freedom, they're going to live a life of deception. Is homosexuality a bondage? Right? Is financial situations a bondage? You see, pornography, is it a bondage? See, unless you can connect those things for your children, truth and freedom, they'll live a life of deception. People want truth. Your friends want truth. Your loved ones want truth. You want truth. Everybody's looking for truth. What is truth? Why is everyone looking for truth? Why? Why is it that you come to church? Why is it that you go on the internet to search things out? Why do you want to know things? Why do you want to learn things? Why? You know why? It goes back to what Jesus said, because truth is liberating. When you See, there's something inside of us. God has wired us in a way to look for truth. Because when we have truth, we can be free. God has wired us to search for truth. You want to know what truth is. Your children want to know what truth is. Your friends want to know what truth is. Everybody wants to know what truth is because God's made us to want to know truth. Because we know that if we can find the truth, then we can experience freedom. We can experience liberty. But what is truth? The whole time in that passage that everybody's looking for truth and they're going here and there looking for truth and everywhere looking for truth, Jesus gave us the answer to what truth is and how to find it. The Bible says, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. I want to show you that the emphasis is on then. You won't know the truth until then. John 8:31 through 36 once again says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, would you say that back to me? If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples then. Say then. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The then is directly attached to holding his teachings. Now, nobody really wants to hear that. Most of us really don't want to hear that because we don't want to have to hold on to his teachings. We want to do it our way. Our children don't want to hear that. They want to do it their way or their friend's way or whatever seems convenient to them. Our children don't want that. Our friends, our loved ones really don't want to hear that because that means they have to change their lifestyle if they really hold on to his teachings. You see, the reason we really don't want to do that is because we want to hold on to our own apple. We want to hold our apple. Say what? Say that. Say what? What? You see, we hold on to our apple. It's a story I read, and I was just going to use it as an illustration. Some Americans were stationed on a South Pacific island during World War II. And on this island that they were stationed on, monkey meat was a delicacy. It was a really fine thing to get monkey meat. And so the natives, the locals, decided to show the soldiers how they caught monkeys. And so what they do is they would take an apple, and they would put it in a jar. And then the jar was tied with a rope, and then the rope other end was tied to a tree. And you set it there. And eventually, here comes a monkey. Now the monkey would reach in there and grab it. And then, by his appetite for this apple, and his reluctancy to let that apple go, no matter what the case, he could not get free from the bar. And eventually, monkey stew. Right? Can't get out, can you? You really can't. He would not let the apple go, okay? So you have monkey stew. Veiled monkey. Now, this is my point is, what makes a monkey out of you? What apple makes a monkey out of you? We all have apples. Every single one of us have an apple that we can hold on to that keeps us tied to a tree. Tied from really being free. Oh, we can shoot fireworks and wave flags and say, yeah, I'm an American and we're free. But there's an apple that you really can't get free because of that apple. What is your apple? Everybody has an apple. Did Adam have an apple? Now, it might not have been an apple, but did he have a piece of fruit that he would not let go of? Did Eve? Remember Samson? Samson's apple was named Delilah. And you know what happened? He would not let go of that apple. See, everybody has an apple. What is your apple? See, you will never be free until you hold on to the sayings of Jesus. Here's what the Bible says, reading John 8:31 through 36, one more time. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I'm holding on to this apple What do I really need to hold on to? As long as I'm holding on to this apple, I'm not free. As long as I hold this apple, I'm either have to break this jar or carry this jar around with me all day long. Jesus said, if you hold on to my teachings, they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. See how deceived they can be? How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone. Would you say everyone? Nobody's freed from this everyone thing. This happens to everyone. Every single one of us has an apple. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So, what's the solution to my dilemma here? I got to let go of my apple and hold on to what? His teachings. That's truth. That's how you'll find truth. Now, we don't like that, but that doesn't make it not truth. Because you don't like it, or your children don't like it, or your friends don't like it, doesn't mean it's not truth. It is truth. It is the only truth that will set you free. So to what are you attached to? His word or to your apple? Let your apple go and have freedom indeed. If you don't, you're going to be tied to the tree, and the Bible says this, that your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You'll live a life of bondage and a life of being devoured, but you can hold on to his word and be set free indeed and not be monkey DVU, monkey stew. Amen? So is it freedom or deception?